This is a really great honour to have you both here, Channing and Alison, and how exciting. The big announcement, Magic Mike Live in Melbourne in May. Yeah. So, Channing, you've flown in, you did the big announcement.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this show. Where did it come from? When did you conceive it?
Well, this is like 8 years ago now. We just wanted to make a tiny little indie movie with Soderbergh. I'm a giant Steven Soderbergh fan, and he... was somehow bamboozled into making this stripper movie that I was an actual stripper for 9 months of my life, and then I became an actor. If you'd have told my 18-year-old self that I was going to own strip clubs or strip shows, I would have probably believed you. But if you'd have told me the route in which I took to get to the making of the strip clubs, I would never have believed you.
Was that when you were at college?
Yeah, ball? College. Yeah, exactly. My one semester that I was there. I came home, basically did that. But then ultimately we made this tiny movie. And then we had no idea that we were going to get swept up in a way into this kind of 50 Shades of Grey sort of movement. Women just started demanding art that was specifically made for them. Or not art, I don't know, just whatever. Just movies and things for themselves. And then we made another one. And then we didn't feel like we could make a third one. We'd kind of wrung the rag dry. There was nothing else left on the bone. And our third project, we wanted to make something that is really for women. Because the first two movies were really about men. Mm. But they were kind of made in a way for, with an eye to women. And the show was us in our best attempt to try and find as many strong women as we could possibly find and ask them, what do they want out of a show? Mm. And we've learned a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, we talked to tons of women, friends of ours, friends of friends, and then just people in different cities. And what we've discovered is women want everything. you know what I mean? Depending on the day, the time.
Yeah, yes. On demand.
And it changes, and that's all okay. So we do our best to give as many different things that connect emotionally to women in different ways. So it's not always just about sexuality. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's romantic, sometimes it's athletic.
Each person that comes to the show will ultimately have to ask themselves, what did they come for?
Yeah.
What did they actually want?
Did at any stage when you were asking these women, did they say they want an extra, extra, extra large man to dance? Because I'm keen to be in the cast.
It is 100% available for you to come if you would like to.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. Don't threaten me with that because you will be on stage whenever you would like.
I did a charity this year where I got nude for prostate cancer, national TV. Mm-hmm. I stripped and
butt
danced.
Naked.
Butt naked.
Yep. This is national TV.
This is
you
national
get butt
TV.
Naked. I knew we were coming to Australia for a reason.
Yes. Now, I'm going to get back to playing weight because I used to play sport, so I was pretty fit. I used to look like you.
All right.
Back in the day.
I'm not fat.
But if I can get in this show, I'm going to get fit and I'm going to dance.
If you say you will actually be in the show, I will put you in the show.
Yeah. Jenny,
all right, there we go. I'm in the show.
Deal. You're in the show now.
We're in.
You're in. I swear to God.
All right, I'm going to have to get fit.
Yeah. I said that just because I definitely am not in fighting shape all year round. I might be, maybe, for the 2 days that I have to shoot a shirt off scene, I'm like, Lex, get the shot. All right. Chicken and
I love
and cheesecake.
That Channing, you've signed off on this. You don't even know if he can dance.
We don't need it. We don't need it.
Okay.
Look at him. He's so
sexy.
He's dripping with sex right here.
I'm going to have to live with that now, Channing.
He's the guy who's built of it. Every molecule of his body is screaming sexuality and just look at him.
Now, this is fabulous. I want to just go back to the big announcement that you've made. This is an extravaganza. The set, when the girls and boys, we're not discriminating here, come, what can they expect at the event?
You know, look, you're going to get what you think you're going to get. That's definitely on the menu, I guess.
Fev dancing naked?
Yes, 100% that's happening. But look, we really want there to be a message and not just... because we could have thrown these guys up on stage. They're beautiful. They're good guys. They're some of the best dancers that we can possibly find on this globe. But there's more to it. And we want you to laugh. We want you to actually think about why you actually came. And then when you leave, we don't want you to feel like you did something guilty. We want you to feel good. If you need a shower, it's a good shower. You don't want to be oh my God, I got to go home and just think about my actions. And I really need to rethink my life.
And I love that you've got women involved, and Alison, you're brilliant. So to have your involvement, how did you get involved in the first place? Have you two got a working history?
Well,
Jenna and Allison actually danced for Janet Jackson, like back in the day when they were when they were just like little dancers, and and then she went on to become one of the better choreographers in Los Angeles. Her and her partner Teresa Espinosa and Luke Lude Brodlick as well.
Wow.
And when we were trying to find a choreographer, when we were trying to do this first movie, one, we had no money. Two, I'm not a dancer. Everybody thinks I'm a dancer. I can dance, but I was not going to make these dances up. I was like, no, that's not happening. They really, they've been on the first movie, the second movie, every show. They're my secret, like, sauce. Like, I hope no one ever finds them and takes them away from me.
Yes, we do a lot of the dance steps, but he's also underselling. Like, he's so creative, and his brain is amazing. And I feel like we all, between all of us, between Teresa, Luke, myself, and him, we have this cool kind of, like, mush of, like, well, this, what that, what this, what that, and what this.
She might be your source, kind of, but I'm going to be the wrapping paper. I can't believe I'm involved in this. I'm going to be in the next movie.
You're going to be the big star.
I'm going to be the big star as well. This is amazing.
I wish I could say we're really super professional, but it's like the farthest thing that you can pop. We have the we have the stripper Olympics, like in rehearsal, where everybody is just like going for it. I mean, it's fun, and that's what we want the show to ultimately be. We want it to be fun. Like, you know, those are the best experiences, the most memorable ones for us at least.
We can't wait. Magic Mike live coming to Melbourne with special guest Fev.
Yeah, yeah. Coming to the main stage. Yeah. Chicken brown cow.